Today's situation, everyone knows about this COVID-19 coronavirus. We hear a lot of news about a lot of people are admitted in hospital, a lot of deaths, a lot of counts we are hearing, a lot of statistics we are hearing all around the world. And when we are hearing this, we are really scared, worried, feared. But the word of God is coming to us, fear not. Be strong, be courage. That is what the theme of this evening. Fear not, be strong, be courage. So let's take our Bible and read 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 13 to 14. 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 13 to 14. It says, watch, stand fast in the faith, be brave. Be strong. Let all that you do be done with love. I'll read again. Watch, stand fast in the faith. Be brave, be strong. Let all that you do be done with love. So here the word of God clearly says we have to be brave. We have to be strong. We have to stand in the faith. We know what is faith. According to Hebrews chapter 11, faith is the substance what you hope for, which you have not seen with your physical eyes, with your human eyes. You believe in that. So God has given the word, be strong, be courageous. We have to believe that word. Even though the situation, the circumstances doesn't seem to be like it, but God is speaking to us, fear not. I am there with you. So this is the word which God has spoken, 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 13 to 14, right? So the same verse is given in Old Testament as well. If you turn your book to Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse 1 to 6, we will read. Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse 1 to 6. So we know the story of Moses, how he led the Israelites. Right, Moses led the Israelites for so many years, and he was leading them. He was providing to the Israelites people their food, their water, and whatever they ask, Moses will pray to God and God will give it to them. Even they have given victory by raising his hand, they were able to fight and they are able to get the victory. So Moses was everything for the Israelites people. They were dependent on him. They were always going to him. And Moses goes to God and talks to him and gets the commandments also. We know that. So God gave Moses the commandments which is given to the Israelites people. So everything is done by Moses. And now Moses is old. He is 120 years old. Now Moses is talking to Israelites. Let's read Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse 1 to 6. Then Moses went and spoke these words to Israel, to all Israel. And he said to them, I am 120 years old today. I can no longer go out and come in. Also, the Lord has said to me, you shall not cross over the Jordan. The Lord your God himself crosses over before you. He will destroy these nations from before you, and you shall dispossess them. Joshua himself crosses over before you, just as the Lord has said. And the Lord will do to them as he did to Sihon and Og, the kings of the Ammonites and their land, when he destroyed them. The Lord will give them over to you, that you may do to them according to every commandment which I have commanded you. Be strong, that is the key verse again, 6. Be strong and of good courage. Do not fear nor be afraid of them. For the Lord your God, he is the one who goes with you. He will not leave you nor forsake you. So whenever there is a verse repeated in the Bible, it's in confidence, it's an assurance is given to us. Be strong and be brave. I am there with you. God is there with us. He said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. So here, even though Moses is the God for the Israelites, actually they were leading it, everything else. But Moses says, rely on God. Even if I am not there, God is there for you. God is always there. He will not leave you nor forsake you. And Joshua will be taking over from me. So the same incidents we can see where God has repeatedly said, be strong and be courage. Let's see another incident actually. If you turn your Bible to 2 Samuel chapter 10, 2 Samuel chapter 10, verse 9 to 12. 2 Samuel chapter 10, verse 9 to 12. When Joab saw that the battle line was against him before, and behind, he chose some of Israel's best and put them in the battle array against the Syrians. And the rest of the people he put under the command of Abishai his brother, that he might set them in battle array against the people of Ammon. Then he said, if the Syrians are too strong for me, then you shall help me. But if the people of Ammon are too strong for you, then I will come and help you. Again, the verse 12 is the key verse. Be of good courage, and let us be strong for our people and for the cities of our God. And may the Lord do what is good in his sight. So again, we are seeing here the story of Joab and his brother Abishai. The army is front of them and behind them as well. The situation is so worse here actually. So it seems like the army is going to be surrounded and they are going to be completely defeated. But then Joab, according to the word of God, he says, fear not. Fear not, Abishai. Be strong. Be courage. The Lord is with us and he will restore us. He will take us over this battle. So in our life also, the situation seems like this coronavirus, we seems everywhere, front and behind, we are locked down. We can't go anywhere. We see the circumstances. We see the situations around us and we are really scared, worried, what is going to happen. But God clearly calls out here, be strong, be courage. Do not be afraid. Do not be fear. I am with you. God is with us. Whatever the situations, God is always there for us. Let's see another one incident as well. So if you turn your Bible to 1 Kings chapter 2. 1 Kings chapter 2 verse 1 to 4. Now the days of David drew near that he should die. And he charged Solomon his son saying, I go the way of all the earth. Be strong therefore and prove yourself a man. And keep the charge of the Lord your God, to walk in his ways, to keep his statutes, commandments, his judgments, and his testimonies. As it is written in the law of Moses, that you may prosper in all that you do, and whoever you turn. Then the Lord may fulfill the word which he spoke concerning me, saying, if your sons take heed to the way, to walk before me in truth, with all their heart and with all their soul, he said, you shall not lack a man on the throne of Israel. So here at the death side of David, David calls his son Solomon and says the same word, be strong, be courageous. If you keep God's commandments, God's statutes and God's testimonies and be truthful in whatever you're doing, God will be there with you throughout. Whatever the circumstances you see, God will be there and he will lead you through and there will be always sons of kings to rule over the Israel. There will be always someone from their hereditary to rule over. That is the promise he is giving. So in all these examples, we are seeing Moses, he says, be strong, be courage. And we saw Joab, he said, be strong, be courage. We saw David telling his son Solomon, be strong, be courage. But where are these people saying from? These people are saying from God because they are relying everything else on God. So that is the focus. That is the faith they have. They are not relying on their own self or their own might or their own strength. They are always relying on the Creator, the maker of heaven and earth, the creator of us. So they are saying, rely on God and be strong, be courage. Don't worry about whatever the situations you're going through. The same thing has been repeatedly said again, and when you have time, you can read that as well. In 2 Chronicles 32, chapter 32, verse 6 and 8, there also King Hezekiah will say the same thing. Be strong, be courage, because God will be there always with you. So if you're afraid, if you're having a problem, always remember this verse. Be strong, be courage. God is there for us. He will never leave us nor forsake us. All the word, according to the word of God, we know the word of God rebukes us, teaches us, corrects us. So all those things we know from the Bible. The same way, the word of God, it has to tell who God is to us, tell how magnificent He is, tell how excellent He is, and then He should that word of God should direct us towards God, not to the world. The word of God should direct our thoughts, our minds, our soul towards God, and then because of the word of God, we have to submit to that word. Submit to the word and live according to the word. That is the expectation of this word of God, the Bible. Right? So the word of God is given by Him. It should tell about who God is, and it should direct us towards God and to submit our lives towards Him and live according to the word what we hear. Yeah, that's right, actually. So the word of God, when it comes to us, automatically Holy Spirit is coming within us. Right, we know the Trinity, triune God, God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. This Holy Spirit has been given to us. So when the Word of God dwells in you, that means the Holy Spirit is automatically dwells in you. So you have the Holy Spirit within you, and the Word of God says, you are the temple, you are my church. It's not the building, it's not the whatever they are seeing, the ceilings or the roof or whatever it is. In the current situation, we know. We are not at the church, but we are a living temple wherever you are, at your home, at your workplaces, at your situations, wherever you are, we are the temple of God because God is living in us. That confidence we should have, actually. So the word of God, when it goes inside us, we are the temple of God. When God lives in us, there cannot be any bad things in us. There will not be any fear, or there will not be any scarcity, or there will not be anything you need to be worried about, right? When there is God, there is abundance, there is fullness of joy. That is what is always God has promised to us. Okay, so we hear all these things and all, but then when we read the Word of God, we are really encouraged, we are really touched, we are moved, and we say, oh, I am confident now, I can face the world. But when you step into the world, we all fail, we all see the situations. Like the current situation, we are okay. Now, when we are reading the Word of God, we say, oh, God is there for us. So I'm happy. But then, when you open the door, or after this meeting, if someone calls you and says, did you hear this? There are so many people admitted in the hospital, or this person has died, or that person has died, this thing has happened, that has happened, automatically our faith is shaken. We are not relying on God at that time. When we are relying on the word of God, we are okay, we are confident, we are very encouraged. We say, oh, God is living in me, I can face it. But when we step out, our confidence is loosened because of the situations around us, what we are going through around us. So to explain it clearly, let me tell you, everyone has used radio here. We know how the radio works. About the radio frequency. Each station has a radio frequency. Say, for example, one station has 101.2, another one has 103.5, another has 107.5. So, if you want to listen to the particular station, we have to tune to it. If you are tuning to your radio according to that channel, according to that frequency, then only you'll be able to hear it. If you are not tuning it right, you'll not be able to hear what it is saying in that radio. The same way, our tune has to be aligned with God. So we have to tune ourselves with the Word of God always. So if you are not tuning our heart, mind, and soul with the Word of God, obviously our focus is not aligned with God, our faith is not aligned with God. So when we are reading the Bible, we are always aligned. We are tuned. We are tuned with God. Like the radio signal, we are always tuned with God. And we listen to the word of God and we are encouraged. But when you go out or someone of your friends call you and say this thing, that thing, obviously we are worried. Because that time our focus is not tuned with God. We are aligned to the circumstances. We are seeing the situations and we are worried. And we think, oh, what's happening here? So suddenly we have to think and we have to change ourselves. We have to be equipped with the word of God to be aligned ourselves again back to God. So scientifically, it is proven if your intention, if your anger, if you're in fear or if you're in worry, our breathing is not normal. It will be abnormal. You are normally breathing. You can feel it. You are breathing normally. But when you are in fear, when you are worried, when you are scared, or when you are in tension, obviously you can feel your heartbeat. You can feel your breathing is not normal. Right? So when your breathing is not normal, you should be knowing it that you are not aligned or tuned with God. So you have to calm down only with the word of God by putting faith in Him. That is the main thing in our life, actually. So we need to analyze ourselves whenever the circumstances, whenever some people call us and say different situations, this thing happened or that thing happened because of this coronavirus, so many people have died. But we have to align ourselves, align our heart, mind and soul to God alone. We have to be always tuned with Him alone, saying, I know my Creator. He created me. He created me. He formed me in my mother's womb. He gave me the salvation by His grace. He is my provider. He has given everything to me, all my blessings. Even if you know, He has numbered our hair. Our hair is so tiny. But the word says, He has numbered our hair. How great, how magnificent, right? Our God is. He has numbered our hair. The other thing is, even the thumbprint, whatever you're doing, it is so unique for each and everyone. How great it is, the small thumb. Everyone has a unique thumb impression, thumbprints. So that mighty God is always there for us, the provider of us, the healer of us. So He's always there for us. So we know in Revelations, a lot of Bible verses about His second coming and how the world will go through towards the end times and all. Right? We know all those things, whatever the suffering is we have to undergo. These are the things is definitely going to happen. Yes. But when we see these things happening around us, even the current situation could be the beginning of the end times as well. Who knows? Only God knows. So it could be the beginning of those end times, what it is said in Revelation chapter 6. But we don't need to worry about that. Only thing is we need to rely on God. Because as I always say, the world where we live in, it's not a permanent place for us. We believers, the earth is a temporary place for us. We are here for a certain duration. After everything is done, a permanent place is heaven. For the believers, our eternal home is heaven, where we are going to enjoy with God, the Creator, the Maker of heaven and earth. So that is our focus. So whatever happens, don't worry. If even we are going to die, that doesn't matter. The next day, immediately, we are going to be with God. And we are going to rejoice in the presence of God. That is the confidence we need to have. Even when I was going through this suffering, actually, due to the cough and fever and all, I was telling to my mom, my mom was literally shaken back home. She was saying, oh, you are coughing for so many months, 1 month, more than a month now. So what's going to happen? And they said, don't worry, mom. Even if I die, don't worry, I'll be there with Jesus. That is the confidence we need to have in our life. So whatever happens, that is okay. This is a permanent place. We know our, this is a temporary place. We know our permanent place, which is heaven. So if we believe and if we align ourselves with God, then definitely, even if we die, we don't worry about it because we are going to see Jesus and we are going to rejoice in Him. So let us read a lot of promises He has given in Bible. Let us read one promises which He has given. If you turn your Bible to Matthew chapter 28, Matthew chapter 28, verse 18 to 20. Matthew chapter 28, verse 18 to 20. And Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, "All authority has been given to me in heaven and earth. Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age." Amen. So Jesus is saying, follow my commandments and baptize everyone in the name of Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And love everyone, and I'll be there till the end of the age. End of the age. End of the age is our end of the age. However long we are going to live in this world, till the end of the age, God has said, I'll be with you. That is the promise He has given to us. What a great God we serve, right? So He has promised, till the end of the age, I'll be there for you. So even we know from the Paul's life, Paul has gone through so many sufferings, so many difficulties, but we can see him, all his letters, he was always rejoicing. He says, rejoice always, pray continually, give thanks in all situations. These are the things he often repeats actually to all the fellow Christians, to all the brothers and sisters. He always says, rejoice always. Even though he was undergoing suffering and pain in the jail for so many years, and even though he was tortured every time, but still he was rejoicing in the Lord because his faith, he knows who he is believing in. So that is the faith we should have in our life as well. So whatever the situation we are going through currently, God is in control. God is in control of our life. When we believe in him, when we accepted him, he has taken control of our life. So we are not leading our life on our own. We have to believe that God has taken control of our life, and he is leading us. So if someone is distracting with bad news or saying a lot of discouraging news to you, don't worry, because God has promised us, as we read, he'll be there till the end of the age, and he is in control of everything else. He's going to take care of us, and he's going to give the peace, not the worldly peace. His peace is given to us. So the peace which surpasses our understanding, only God's peace can make us happy. It's not the worldly peace will make us happy. That is for temporary. Worldly peace will be there for certain duration, but God's peace, it's always fulfilling. It will be always happy. You'll be rejoicing in God if His peace is there. So fear not, be strong. First of all, fear not, be strong, be encouraged, and then encourage others. Encourage others. That is the duty which we have as a believer of Christ. So first, we have to be fear not, be strong, encourage, and then encourage others and help others and love one another. Whatever the help you can do, you have to do at this special time. That is what God is asking from us at this special time. We have to be a separate people. We cannot be like a non-believer looking at the news, looking at the world around us. We have to pick up our phone. We have to call one another, encourage one another, talk to one another. We have to spread our love. We have to talk about Jesus, our Creator. And this is our chance actually to spread everything else, to encourage one another, to put people faith in God. So as in Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. So who strengthens us? It is God. So God only will strengthen us. Let us get that strength from God and live our life according to the will of God by encouraging one another, loving one another. Then God will say, good and faithful servant, enter into the kingdom of God. That is the one line which we are always longing for. Good and faithful servant, enter into the kingdom of God. This is the one thing which we always long for, and that is the one thing. Put your each name, say for example, Bill, enter into the kingdom of God. Steve, enter into the kingdom of God. Ben, enter into the kingdom of God. What a glory to say our name. God is calling, Prabhakar, enter into the kingdom of God. That is a great privilege. So put your name, each one of your name, and say that you are called to be entered into the kingdom of God. You will see that God is in glory. So fear not, be encouraged, be brave, be strong. Don't worry about the situations. Don't worry about the circumstances, whatever is going around. Always tune your mind, heart and soul to God and live your life happily and encourage one another. May God bless this word. Amen.